This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Do you look at the Patriots any differently after that loss, Megan?
No, I don't. I don't.
Not at
but
all?
I don't think I, again, my starting point, like, I just don't think it's as high as some other people that I've talked to on this station. We have talked about, hey, are they now Super Bowl bound? Would it be a disappointment if they lose the AFC Championship game? I still think they should get to the AFC Championship game.
Sure.
I think that they had a really bad half and they have an issue with these second halves. Offensively, they have to figure that out. They have to get healthy. They got to get Milton Williams back. Got to get Spillane back out there. They have to have Carlton Davis play like a full game. That dude, like, I like Carlton Davis. Mm. He leaves the field like every other game.
And he made at the end of these games, he's good. Like, he,
you need him.
You do. And he made a great stop on third down. You know, yeah. He started that gang tackle, and it wouldn't happen without him getting in there. So, yeah, I agree. I think that is certainly a thing that needs to happen. They need to be able to play four quarters. And I was thinking about what Vrabel said after the Falcons game about how we're going to learn all these lessons when we win. You know, we can still learn lessons, we can still have all these takeaways and still win games. And I was wondering, like, they have the main thing that they weren't able to do was step on the throats of a good team, of just, you know, end it and don't let them up off the mat. They've blown out some teams this year. They blew out the Giants, they blew out the Panthers. I'll even give them, like, the Jets and, you know, some of those other teams that they had multi-score wins against. But for the most part, that's not the way this team wins. It's just not part of their makeup. It's not what they do. And I wonder, are they ever going to learn that lesson? Like, is that going to be, when you get to the playoffs, you kind of need to learn that lesson pretty quickly, don't you?
Well, do you mean, like, is this team this year ever going to learn that lesson?
Yes,
or is
this
the
team
core
this
of Vrabel's program right
this
now?
Team this year. That's what I'm focused on. That's what I care about. I don't know what next year is going to be.
Right.
I just have no idea.
Well, because it's a question of, like, is Drake going to learn
right.
that lesson of sustaining what he can do? And also, I do think a lot of it comes down to, like, the offense is just so unbalanced. Mm. I don't know if you get the sense of this, Arcan, and I don't have, like, the play-by-play sheet of the runs versus passing calls in front of me, but doesn't it feel like they are kind of an either-or team on offense?
Yeah.
Like, there are games, if you
that.
Think back to the Steelers game, the Miami game, that was a big run game. That was, like, maybe their best mm-hmm. running game when it comes to just churning through runs with Ramondre Stevenson. And it's like either the run game is clicking or you get Travion Henderson like ripping off a couple of huge runs, sometimes for touchdowns, or it's all Drake. And it's more often all Drake. So when the pass game isn't connecting, they're just it never feels like, okay, we can just like turn to the run game.
Right.
And then when the run game is actually working, it feels like they want to focus on the run game actually working because it's such a rarity.
Yeah. And I think that sort of goes back to the play call in the second half and Josh getting conservative and not really much imagination there, even though I feel like what you were hearing from Vrabel was him kind of mocking the imaginative stuff, right?
He was cute.
That cute little fancy pass you threw there. You know what I mean? It was very sort of dismissive, made it seem kind of rinky dink.
I thought it came off as condescending.
Yeah, it did. Dismissive. And it's not like May had a great passing day. He passed for under 200 yards. So, like, the rinky dink stuff maybe had been all that was working.
So, here's the other side of that that I wonder about is how much does Vrabel wonder about the flukiness of some of the offense?
Yeah.
Like, what is sustainable in his mind versus what's not sustainable? Because even when you look in the second half on Sunday, they had 100 yards, but Treyon Henderson ripped off that 65-yard run. So, except and he did it by switching fields and just finding another gear and being naturally awesome. And so it's not like, can't imagine that's like exactly how it was drawn up.
Yeah.
And then you look back at other points when they were in a clutch game, like with Miami. That was like Antonio Gibson making the play. Mm-hmm. And so I it's not to say that this is like a complete, I'm not saying the offense is fool's gold, but I wonder if some of that cute comment comes from that of like, wow, we have gotten a couple of strokes of luck and would love to have something that's a little more sustainable when we're going into looking at the playoffs.
Yeah. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Mego here in the house with me. We can text the show at that number as well. Let's take some calls here. We'll start with a call from behind enemy lines. Sean is in Buffalo, disagrees about the refs. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, Christian. Hi, Mego. I'm actually from Buffalo, but I live in the North Shore of Massachusetts.
Gotcha.
I stay true to my team. So the refs, I don't think that's that big of a deal that you guys had Brady 20 years with that stuff and other teams. Nobody's going to feel sympathy for you guys. But I think you guys went into this game overly confident. And I think if you look at the game, Mac Hollins and Steph Diggs were barking and dancing and all that coming up to the half. I think the Patriots were ready to pop champagne and put on the hats and the shirts, and they came out not prepared for what the Bills could actually do. And I honestly think that you guys will make the playoffs. You guys are going to win the AFC East, no problem. I don't think that's a question. You guys will definitely win that. Buffalo has to play Philly next in 2 weeks, so we're going to lose at least one more game, I think, possibly. Okay. But I think that you guys will get knocked out week one or round one or round two of the playoffs because of the nerves. Just look how they acted with almost winning the AFC against the Bills. The nerves and get to the team. Drake May is great. I don't think the fool's gold thing, I think that's garbage. Fool's gold is such a stupid thing. Patriots have a really, really good team, but you guys got so excited that they're good that you're hyped.
Mac Jones had an okay year so far.
Yeah, Mac's been fine. Mac's been good.
Don't know if that was caught or if it all got dumped.
I think we dumped most there. Of that, but either way, he's very confident. I love how Buffalo people talk. You're way too confident going in.
Okay, one point on that, though, where he says nerves, and I see the Twitch chat is like laughing at he's bringing up nerves. Drake was sailing those balls.
Yeah.
That sounds weird. Drake was sailing the ball.
Pause.
And, yes. And remember at the beginning of the season, he was starting off a lot of games that way. Remember that? He would sail a ball super high.
Started
especially
the
over...
Bengals game that way, too. Had a tough first quarter in the Bengals game.
And we were wondering, like, what's going on here? I would love to know what he thinks the common denominator with that missed accuracy is.
Yeah.
Because is it like a excitable thing?
Yeah.
Is it like... Because that's something interesting. If it's okay, he feels like too amped up, and in that moment, that's something that experience can maybe get you through. But we'd just love to know why that ball goes so high.
Yeah, and why he's always going for the big play. Why it always has to be something, you know, long downfield. Why he has to hold the ball a little longer when he's got something underneath.
Well, he's it's not just, a check down Charlie.
No, but sometimes you have to be.
I know, but sometimes I think he doesn't like to be.
Fine, but if you're not, then you can blow a 17-point lead at the half, you know? Like, you need to be able to pick up those yards and keep the ball away, especially when they're running the ball down your defense's throat and they can't get off the field. You have to check down. You can't just keep going three and out and, you know, going for these got-to-have-it-down-the-field long bombs when they're not working. And they were not working in that game. I mean, that's such a big part of what Drake May does and how this offense functions is connecting on these long passes. If that's not there... They need to be able to adjust. They need to be able to go in the intermediate and, you know, in the short game, in the quick game. And if they can't, then you're going to see stuff like that.
Do you think that Vrabel has a blind spot for the defense?
Yes. He never criticized. I mean, he really doesn't criticize the defense that much.
Well, he criticized them when they first came off the field.
Right.
He said we couldn't get a stop.
Yeah.
Which was very accurate.
I mean, that's about it. Like, that's fine. But it's definitely not the same sort of, I don't want to say nuance, but definitely he digs in a little deeper when it comes to the offense. You know, he makes more of a show about how it's maybe just more of a fundamental play calling problem, or, you know, that we weren't able to do this, this, and this. Saying we can't make a stop. Yeah, we know you couldn't make a stop. I don't think that he gets in the same kind of, I think he's a little more protective of the defense than the offense in his comments. That's what I think.
I think so too. I think there might just be a natural inclination there. You could argue to me that either side was the bigger disappointment in the second half.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned about the offense because it's a trend with these second halves that's been going on for much of the season. So I don't think it's something that, whoa, it's just because they ran into Josh Allen on the other side and they couldn't go toe-to-toe with him. They put up 31 points.
Yeah.
Like, it's 28 points from the offense. So I'm not worried about that. I'm more worried about why it looks so awesome in the first half of so many of these games. And then the second half, it's like, oh, we thought we already won the game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Ted, in the crossover, asked me who I thought was more responsible for the loss. And you know how when you say something and Ted disagrees with it, but he doesn't want to get into a whole thing, he just goes, oh, okay.
I don't know if he's ever disagreed with me.
Oh, well, good for you. But I said I thought the offense, and I could tell his take was. He was like, oh, okay, but it's the end of the show, so we can't get into a big argument about it. But I don't really know how you could even pick, like, a real side. Because the halves were so diametrically opposite.
Well,
like,
let's
there was
not forget
nothing,
special teams.
Special teams played
a huge
role in that game.
Huge problem.
Starting every series from midfield, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Those back-to-back, the kickoff coverages were maybe one of the... That was really the turning point. Like, that's what opened the door for Josh Allen.
And this would be a nice... That was dumb.
Thank you, Ted. And that's also a huge part of a huge reason why they've won a lot of games this year. Their special teams have been great. Jeremy Springer's been great with that unit. The return game has been good. Coverage has been good. The punting's kind of sucked. But, like, everything else I have no real complaints about. And they got embarrassed.
That's why I don't bring it up the way that I keep harping on the offense. Because the offense, this is a problem we've had all year. It just becomes a much bigger problem when you face Buffalo. And since you're facing the caliber of that kind of team, I do think that's an indicator a little bit of what could happen in the playoffs.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Nick in the car. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, I know it's been all Pats talk, but I feel like I'm hearing a lot of things that I'm mad about the Celtics about as well right now.
All right, let's get weird.
Last two losses. That Bucks loss, I was less mad at all the missed threes. There were a lot of good plays, a lot of good looks in there. It was more the way that you could see those misses get in their head and then lead them to refuse to play defense on the other end and let Bobby Stinkin' Portis get 27 points off the bench. And then last night, Jaylen Brown and Derek White just coughing up the ball for absolutely no good reason multiple times. So I feel like I'm with you in this, like some of the things you're saying about the Pats. I don't blame the coaching. I think the play calling is right. I don't know. The players are getting a little too comfy on too much rest. They're maybe getting a little too comfortable in the streak they were getting. The only thing I want to say, Brad Stevens, if you're listening, I need you to call the Clippers right now. I need you to get them to believe in the tank because they're not going anywhere. Fry Ivica Zubac from that team, whatever it takes. Simons, Hauser, every draft pick you have. Keita is a serviceable starting center. He will be the best backup center in the league. We need Zubac.
Thank you, Nick.
Interesting plea.
You know what? I love Zubac. I was actually talking about that in a group chat with my friends, Brad, and they were saying, who are you? Who? What big is out there?
Wait, you have friends outside this building?
I don't have friends inside this building. But yeah, Zubac is like Zubac. Clippers, they suck. Like they're really, really bad. Yeah. They could afford to trade him away. And that was my suggestion. I don't know if I ever brought that to the air, but I definitely, it was a group chat suggestion by me, so I'm with you on that one. Is this team like the Celtics? I don't know. We'll get to the Celtics maybe some other time. But in terms of giving away a game at the end, in terms of losing a lead like that, I don't know that I necessarily look at the team any differently now, but I think that losses like that, when you blow big leads like that, that can become a part of who you are, whether you are, whether you want it to be or not, whether you have like a bad... whether you're despondent in the locker room or whether you're happy about it, whatever it is. And I know you said that they weren't exactly, beside themselves after that
loss. No, they weren't.
Blowing a lead like that, that can take a toll. It's not like it was the Super Bowl and you got the whole offseason to think about it, but, you got another good team coming up here. Your Baltimore Ravens. Well, they're not your Baltimore
Ravens. Yeah, what are you
Ravens.
Talking about? They've never been my Ravens.
They're in Maryland, which is where you're from. And that's a team that has another MVP, another team that's desperate. They're desperate just like Buffalo is. A former MVP there just shut out the Bengals this weekend, right?
Yeah.
28-0, I think. What do you think about this game? What do you think about this matchup and the Patriots bounce back?
I think that they will bounce back. I know that it's been an up-and-down year for the Ravens. It's been a really weird year. Just think that if they lose this Ravens game on the road, and they've been good on the road, and then they still rip off the two wins in the division and get the division, it's kind of like kissing your cousin. Not that I know that firsthand, but do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, oh, so you lost the two important games, not important in terms of the division or anything,
right,
but important in that they're real competitors. But then when it came down to playing the teams that have nothing to really play for and you're going to win the division anyway, I think that would be morally kind of blah.
Yeah, I agree with you. And even if they happen to drop one to like the Jets or the Dolphins, I wouldn't be happy about that. But at least it's like it's the end of the year. You got it sewn up. You want to rest guys maybe, like, fine. Especially if the Broncos keep winning. And the Broncos now have the Chiefs, Gardner Minshew's Chiefs. So that may not be too tough for them down the stretch like we thought it would be. But for the Patriots, I think the Ravens are going to prove to be another big challenge for them.
And especially with the ground game, because like when you think about who this team has been defensively, okay, they were this elite defense against the rush for several weeks. But over the last 5 weeks, they've averaged giving up 130 yards on the per game on the ground. And you can say a lot of that is missing Milton Williams, but it's still a trend that you don't want to be seeing in December.
Yeah, definitely not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.